Well, good to have everybody. Continue taking off your tefillin. At the Seder, we say, Ilu nasan lanu es ha-Shabbos. If Hashem would have given us the Shabbos, v'lo kirvanu l'fnei ha-Sinai, if He would have given us the Shabbos and not brought us to Har Sinai, it would have been enough. It would have been enough. It kind of would have been enough. So based on our comments last week, that's at least a little bit understood. We said how Shabbos is the foundation, the heart of a Yid, of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. And as much as it's the heart of everything, so then if you have the heart, if the heart's pumping, so then even if other things aren't so it's Dayenu. You know, Reb Noach always told us, and that we have to appreciate and know, that really what Hashem wants from us is to give us the greatest pleasure even in this world, which of course is closest to Him. And this idea is also found in the writings of the Alter of Slobodka, who famously commented that we know that Olam Hazeh is a prozdor lefnei atraklin. It's the foyer in front of the main hall. And the Alter of Slobodka contended that the life in the foyer has to match in some way the life in the big hall, in the Armon, in the kingdom. And in that kingdom, of course, there's nothing else in Olam Haba besides spiritual pleasures. And therefore, even in this world, we have to look for those spiritual pleasures. Now, according to the principle that we worked with last week, that Shabbos is the source, foundation, and the heart of everything, so it's also the source, on some level, of our spiritual pleasures. That follows, right? And that means, as much as we have to find, look for tanug, enjoyment, simcha, in our learning, in our davening, in our working on our midos, in our breaking our taivas. If we aren't feeling those things, we're going to talk about in a second why that's so important. So very often it means that our Shabbos is not what it should be. Because if our Shabbos, if our heart, which is the source on some level of those pleasures, would be takin, would be right, so we'd be enjoying it. So if your avodas Hashem is going to try every week, a tremendous place to look, to be mechazik, to strengthen, which will affect all those things, we'll be working more on Shabbos, putting more efforts into our Shabbos. Right? It's going to help write our Shabbos on Tuesday, our first Seder on Wednesday, and our Tefillin on Thursday. It's going to be different if we spend more time on Shabbos. I will say, why is this so important? Bitzara, we all have struggles, we're all pushing, and we must find, as much as possible, enjoyment in our Ruchnis. Got to find that, right? Now, is our Avodas Hashem, God forbid, conditional on that enjoyment? Of course not. We keep plugging for whether we enjoy it or not, and Hashem gives us the Sionis, right? But the point a person wants to get to, certainly Rav Noach has taught that, the Alter Slobodka taught that, is that we have to get to a place where we enjoy things. Talmud Torah, of course. And once we see that that's so important, so essential, so then of course we have to work on Shabbos, which is a key and a shar and a gateway to getting to that enjoyment in all of our ruchnias. We understand the principle? We say in davening, Sfarim say it more, and Ashkenazim say it, I think, just at Musaf, Yismechu b'malchuscha shomer Shabbos. We're going to end with this point. Yismechu b'malchuscha. You should be happy in your malchus. And in the middle of that, we say, Kulam yispu v'yisangu mitubecha. It's a song also. Kulam yispu v'y... I'll stop singing, but I'm going to keep it enjoyable. Okay? Kulam yispu v'yisangu mitubecha. All of them, all the Shomri Shabbos, all the Yidden should be happy. Yispu, they should be satisfied. V'yisangu, and they should be joyful. Mitubecha. Al pidrush, we could say that Kulam yispu v'yisangu mitubecha. Just al pidrush, Kulam yispu means all of our avodas Hashem. What's the source of the simcha and the joy and that all of our avodas Hashem will have? Kulam yispu. From where? From Shabbos Kodesh. And we all want to find that reason, that simcha, for many reasons, Rabosai. If not for ourselves, of course, it has to be. We have to think about our children. For our children, there's nothing that's going to do better for your kids than to teach them that it's geshmak to be a yid. So many kids go off the derech today because they don't find the geshmak and their parents didn't teach them the geshmak. It's not conditional, God forbid. We're an Eved Hashem. But we have to make Avodas Hashem enjoyable for our children. And I'll be everything we said today, the more we make, the more effort we put into Shabbos and making geshmak for ourselves, enjoyable for ourselves, we look forward to Shabbos. So we're not only going to affect our kids' Shabbos, and we can put that into our children. We don't just affect our kids' Shabbos, we're going to affect their learning, their davening, their working on the midos. Because the more joy they find in Shabbos, the more effort they put into the davening of Shabbos, so that's going to equal the more they're going to enjoy their Avodas Hashem all week. And therefore, Shabbos is going to be a special day for them. It's going to be more special for them and for us. And all of our Judaisms will rise together. Have a great day. Thank you.